It is our interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. I'd like to speak to you this morning about valuing with thanksgiving. And the value of something is what something is worth. You place a value on it, you consider what something is worth, or the importance of something. If you said something it's valuable, it means you are attributing importance to it. To appreciate something, to cherish something, to prize or to treasure, to hold in high esteem. That's what it means to value. And I'd like to begin over in the 10th chapter of Matthew. In the 29th verse, we ask an interest in your prayers this morning. Matthew chapter 10, verse 29. Jesus was speaking and he said, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." So Jesus was telling his disciples, he was telling them, you're of more value. You are cherished more and you are of greater importance than even the sparrows. And keep in mind that when one of the sparrows falls, the Lord sees it. And the Lord knows it. One of the passages of Scripture there on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus was talking about how that the Lord takes care of them. He provides for the birds of the air. They don't have barns to store things, but yet he takes care of them. And he was communicating to them that you are of more value than that, because even the very hair of your head are numbered. And if most of you, if you're like me, that changes on a daily basis. You know, that's something that changes. And as I'm getting older, it's changing more rapidly. But do you realize the point Jesus was making is, I know everything that touches your life. And I value you. You are of more value than even the birds, and I know everything that's taking place with the birds. And I just want to let you know as a preface, really as a foundation for the message this morning, is that the Lord values you. You are important to the Lord this morning. The enemy is trying to devalue people in our world today. He's trying to make people feel unimportant, and uncared for, and uncherished. But the Lord treasures you this morning. So if you ever start feeling like you are alone and maybe you've gone through a rough time, I want you to know you're valuable to the Lord today. And you personally, individually, and it's not just when you're doing everything perfectly. It's when you make mistakes. And it's in your failure. It's in your struggles. You are important to the Lord today. You are valuable to Him. And I would today that the Lord would just, as we look into the Word this morning, that He would just go and put His arms around each and every one of you today and let you know you're valuable. You're important. And God, He demonstrated His value to us because He gave the thing that was most precious to Him, that was His Son, Jesus Christ. And God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And who did He give His Son for? For you and for me. He gave what He treasured the most to us because He valued us and He cared about us. So if the enemy comes in and tries to tell you you're not important and nobody cares about you, that's the devil speaking, because you are valued this morning and God is aware of everything that's touching your life. Speak very personally now, and I hope that's all right. I hope it will be reflective of your experience as well. But you know what makes me feel the most secure and the greatest fulfillment? Is when I'm valued. I don't like to be places there's nothing. I don't like to be places that if there's work to be done, I can't do it, or there's not a need, or I would rather not be there. If I'm somewhere, I want to be involved, and I want to be active, and I want to be doing. And if I can't do that, I'd rather just be somewhere else. Something that causes fulfillment for people. And I think that would hold for most of us here today. But the greatest fulfillment is when we feel valued. A husband that does not feel valued by his family is not going to, it's not going to bring a lot of stability. A husband to feel secure as a man, as a husband, and as a father is when he is being fulfilled and is being valued for what he has to offer and contribute. And when a man is valued, sisters, listen up now. You want your husband to blossom? Value him. Let him know you need him. It's just because a man will, many oftentimes, will rise to that because that gives him fulfillment. I'm needed and I'm valued here, and that's fulfilling. The same thing for a wife. Is it not true, sisters? If you want to feel secure and loved by your husband, one of the best ways he can do that is for you to know that he cherishes you. See, that's a synonym of value, that he cherishes and he cares about you. And the same thing with children. It is an unfortunate reality today that many children are growing up never hearing the words from their parents, "I love you. I'm proud of you. You're important." Do you know that our children, if we want them to blossom as well, they need that security of being valued. That you're not just a nuisance. You're not just in the way. You're not just someone I have to spend money in or that's keeping me from getting my work done. Parents can communicate that to their children as well. But children will feel secure when they know I'm valued. Mom and Dad cherish me. I'm a treasure. You're not a princess or a prince, but you are treasured, children. You're treasured. You understand the point there. Just because you're treasured doesn't mean there's not discipline involved. It doesn't mean you should be spoiled. But when you treasure someone, you take care of them. And you express that. You are valuable this morning. And I want all of you again to know you are so valuable in so many different ways today. The enemy is trying to steal that. But you are valuable. And there are some things this morning that are truly valuable that we need to value with thanksgiving today. Valuing with thanksgiving. And I'd like to address just a few of those things today. Because see, when we devalue something, we're not as thankful for it, are we? When you've devalued something. We had an unfortunate devaluation occur with our tabernacle project in Malawi a week or two ago. I had just sent a large amount of money to the bank and had it transferred into the local currency for the building project. A day or two later, I was scrolling through the news, and guess what I encountered? The government of Malawi had devalued their currency by 44%. 44%. And we just lost about half of our donation to that project. And we're talking about tens of thousands of dollars. And I looked at that and Lord, it's in your hands. I mean, I wish it wouldn't have been that way. But when you devalue, it's a little hard to be as thankful, isn't it? Thank the Lord they devalued it. If they would have gone the other direction, it would have been like, oh, that's wonderful. But we need to place value in importance. Let's not devalue things that are really treasures. We live in a world that's devaluing. And this, I didn't have this written down, but I want to say to the young people today, in light of our Sunday school this morning, the world is devaluing purity. They are devaluing it. But when you value purity and godliness and cleanliness of mind and spirit, you know, there's much thanksgiving in that. Much thanksgiving, but value what God has given. So when you have something that you don't really want, how thankful are you for it? I've shared this before, and I could share this at Christmas time, but I'll share it at Thanksgiving. Someone came in one time, and it was many years ago, and we were the chosen family for someone was going to help out a poor family, and we were the chosen victims. And so they brought the food by, and I know they meant well, so I'll give them credit for that. But they came, and we had young children, and they brought their sacks in, and they left, and we started, we have a Thanksgiving dinner. And we started going through, and the cans in there were expired, and the stovetop boxes had mice had eaten through them. You know where that food came from? Someone went through their pantries and they got all the stuff that they didn't want, and then they went to help a poor family. And I'll have to just acknowledge in the flesh, I wasn't as thankful. I appreciated their effort, but I have to say it was a little bit devalued. You understand the point? When there's something you don't want and you're just getting rid of it, there's not a lot of thanksgiving there necessarily, right? Maybe the giver or the receiver. But we live in a time that the Lord wants us to have some valuing with thanksgiving. So I want to give you an example. In 1980, there was a woman that bought a ring for $13. She bought a ring. It had what she thought was a fake diamond on it. She bought it for $13, and it was a ring she had, and she wore it sometimes, but probably not a lot of thanksgiving for her $13 ring. But she went one time then and had someone look at it and value it, and she sold it for $847,000. Now, you want to talk about valuing with thanksgiving. Would you look at this? I know it's not worth a lot, but what would you give me for this? Well, we'll give you $850,000. I'd say there's some thanksgiving was going on because there was some valuing. This was something that was worth a whole lot more than what she knew. Well, it's similar to a maintenance man at a mall, shopping mall years ago. He found a pair of shoes, a pair of tennis shoes. Well, they weren't tennis shoes, they were basketball shoes. Found a pair of basketball shoes buried under a bunch of trash. And he pulled them up and he looked at them and he recognized a signature on the side of that shoe. Michael Jordan had signed that, and there had been a shop that had that on display. Do you know that pair of shoes that was in the trash was worth $20,000? Because there was value there. Someone forgot what it was, and well, we're done with these shoes. But someone saw it and recognized the value of it. I'm sorry, if I sign your tennis shoes, I don't think it's going to do anything to them. It might devalue them because there's a signature. But that wasn't the case here. They recognized it was worth something. There was another man that there was a hole in his wall at his house. Maybe some of y'all have done this when your wall was marred and imperfect. That's a good place to hang a picture. So he got an old painting that was around there and he hung it over the hole in the wall. And he was playing a game one day, and it was a game about art. I think it was Masterpieces of Art. It was a board game or some kind of a game with art. And in this game, there's this picture of a piece of expensive artwork, and looked up there on the wall, and guess what? This old canvas that he had used to hang to cover up the hole in the wall was the same thing that he found in this game. And he went and found out that that piece of artwork that he had was worth $1.25 million. $1.25 million. Because someone recognized the value of it. And when you recognize the value of it, it should be with thanksgiving. Would you all acknowledge that? Yeah, it might want to make you go home and look on your walls. You have anything? Some of those things you buy at garage sales, and some of you, I know Brother Max might have more an eye for this, but sometimes things people sell for 50 cents, and then you go someplace, and we have a little deal we bought actually in Venice, and I could see someone selling this thing at a garage sale for a dollar. I'll tell you what, it cost a whole lot more than a dollar when we bought it. It was blown glass from Venice. And it was an anniversary, our 25th anniversary. We bought it kind of a special thing. It's just a little thing. but it costs quite a bit. So when we look at it, that reminds us of our 25th anniversary. But I could see someone that didn't know what it was worth saying, oh, I'll give you $5 for it, give you $1 for it. But we knew the value of it. I want to remind us this morning of some things that the Lord wants us to recognize the true worth of some things. Temporal things. It is not in the abundance, but as it is in the sufficiency the Lord wants us to be thankful for. Over in 1 Timothy 6, very familiar passage of Scripture. In the 6th verse, he said, but godliness with what? With contentment. Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and it is certain that we will bring nothing out, carry nothing out. And having what? Someone remember? Having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. That means if you don't have a food and raiment, there might be some openings not to be content. And I know a whole lot of people that don't have food and raiment this morning. But he said having food and raiment. He didn't say having your barns being full. He did not say having an abundance. Brother Randy and I were talking about this yesterday. We're not going hungry. How many of us are going hungry? There may be some needs and there may be some struggles, but I don't know if any of us going hungry here this morning. Having food and raiment, value that thing. Value that with thanksgiving. Be content because, Lord, we have food to eat. We have clothes to put on this morning. Lord, thank you for that. Let's not get immune and get so used to it and so worried about the barns not full that we devalue that we have some food to put on our plate today. I shared this. I might have even shared it last year at this time. And at the expense of repetition, I'm going to tell y'all again. And that's a sign of getting old when you know people have heard it and you just keep on going. But I'm going to tell you again this morning because maybe some of you hadn't heard it. But when we were at the orphanage, last year we had a special Thanksgiving service with the orphans there. It was 1 or 2 years ago. And there we taught them the song, Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings on Me. I've got food on the table and shoes on my feet. And one of the orphans stood up, and he was one of the older orphans that was there from the beginning when we first started sponsoring and assisting the orphanage. And he got up and he said, this is my testimony, and this is the way it is. Because he said, I remember when we would go to bed and we did not have a mattress, and we did not have a blanket. And I remember when they slept on the dirt. And I remember going to bed hungry when we did not have enough food. And he said, I remember that. And I am thankful today that we have a place to sleep and we have food to eat. He remembered that. It was valuing with thanksgiving that we've got something to eat. Lord, help us not to forget the thanksgiving in the very basic things because it was God that did this. It was God that blessed us like it is. It's not in the abundance, but it's in the sufficiency. Lord, help us to value it and be thankful for it. Because here's the thing. I remember years ago bringing a truckload of mattresses into the orphanage. And we still have a video of it somewhere. And all of those children, these little precious children, they were so excited. We're not going to sleep in the dirt anymore. And they were jumping up and down and singing and rejoicing. And they were ecstatic. But you know what would happen today if I'm going the next week? You know what happened if I brought a truckload of mattresses in? They'd probably look and say, oh, what's going on? Oh, okay. And they go about their business. You know why? Because for 15 years now, they've had a mattress. They had blankets. They've had food. The excitement would not be there. Lord, help us to value and not forget what God has given to us today. There's a lot of people that don't have it, folks. Lord, thank you for what you've done. Help us to place value on it. Too many times people don't recognize what they have until it's gone. Isn't that true? What if we didn't have food tomorrow to eat? Think you'd start appreciating? It's just like when you get sick. Have you ever had like even the flu? It doesn't even have to be a major illness. You get flu and you are so miserable. And it's like, if I can just ever feel well again. If I can just ever just, if I can just feel well again, because you're so miserable. And then you get well again and, yeah, I'm good. People don't recognize what they have sometimes until it's gone. That applies to our family this morning. Let's value our family. Valuing with thanksgiving. Valuing with thanksgiving. I don't want to have to wait till my wife dies. And, you know, it's a good probability I'll die before her. I hope I do. But you understand that if she were to go, wouldn't it be sad for me to talk about how wonderful my wife was and how valuable she was, and yet she never heard that in life? Because I didn't recognize what I had until I didn't have her. Do you know that that's what happens a lot of times? People with their parents, they don't express appreciation to their parents until their parents are gone. And it's like, well, I had a good, you know, my dad and mom, they really did do a lot, and I did learn a lot from them. Do we want to wait till someone dies before we value them? The Lord wants us to value each other. Look beside you this morning. Value them with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Look the other way, Vanessa. No one's sitting on that side of you. Value them. You know the point is that sometimes we say, well, who am I going to value? The person that's in your home. Value them with thanksgiving, because what would it be like if they weren't there? And sometimes people don't realize the value of something until it's gone. Let's not wait till it's too late. Let's not wait till mom and dad or our children or our husband and wife is gone by distance or by death. Value them and express that appreciation. And do you know they feel, they'll go back to where we started, they're going to feel secure in that value, because someone appreciates me. My wife values me. And that just gives me a sense of well-being to know I'm valued. Because do you know what makes you not feel secure and good is when you are devalued. You know, your parents, the children don't really care about you. You know, they don't need your counsel. They don't need your advice. It's not really that important. And, you know, that's just, you know, that's devalued. There's security in valuing. So, Lord, help us to value one another with thanksgiving today, and give that security. Another thing I'd like to address are spiritual things. Over in the book of Colossians in the second chapter, he said, as in the sixth verse, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. In other words, grow in the Lord. Grow in the things of God as you have been taught, rooted and grounded. But how to do it? With thanksgiving. We live in a time that people are not valuing the things of God. Do you value instruction this morning? Is that a fair question? Do you value holiness preaching? You say, no, not really. What if there was no more preaching? What if truth was not being taught anymore? What if you couldn't come to service anymore? It's no more. Would we value it then? We say, oh man, I wish I could just one more time. I wish I could just hear someone preach about God's word and about what he wants. Wish I could go to church again. Do you know what the world is doing? Is devaluing spiritual things today. We want to be valuing the things of God with thanksgiving, holding fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Scripture talked about not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, especially as you see the day approaching. What would happen if we never could go to church? You say, oh, wow, that would be wonderful not to have to get up Sunday morning and go to church anymore. Would it be? Would it? Would you start recognizing, you know what, there was value in that. I miss that. I needed that. The Lord wants us to remember the value of things today. What about conviction? Are we valuing conviction in our lives? You know, some people are wanting to run from conviction. Conviction is the dealings of the Lord in my life when I know He wants me to move up, or He wants me to change. There's something He wants me to do, or there's something He wants me to stop. And I feel the voice of the Spirit of God. And if I don't yield to it, I start to feel a little bit guilty about what I'm doing. You felt that before? Sometimes, like Jonah, they run from conviction. I'm running from the voice of the Lord because I don't like this. I want to get as far away from it as possible. I value conviction this morning. As I was getting around this morning, I was thinking about it and thought, I am so thankful the Lord talks to me. I am so thankful the Lord lets me know when I mess up. I am so thankful that the Lord comes along and He warns me and He's correcting me and He's showing me things He wants me to grow in and changes He wants me to make. Because I was thinking about, I was like, what would it be like if He didn't do that? I don't feel conviction anymore and nothing matters anymore. And I value conviction this morning. I don't want to run from it. I don't want to run away from conviction because that's our lifeline to God. That's where we can grow in. Let's value it with thanksgiving. Oh, Lord, thank you for talking to my heart. He doesn't want us to live in guilt. He's there to lead us that we can grow and that we can prosper. Thank the Lord for conviction. Over in 2 Corinthians in the 7th chapter, verse 6, Paul said, "Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down comforted us by the coming of Titus." Valuing with thanksgiving. He was in a difficult place. Paul was in a difficult place. He was like, you know, the Lord comforts people that are cast down, but I was comforted by the coming of Titus. Do you know what that lets me know this morning? It reminds me that we need to place value on the people of God. Place value on. Have you ever been comforted by someone? I remember when Devin had his drowning accident and he was in the hospital. We didn't know whether he'd live or die, if there'd be any brain function. And I remember Brother Lowe. I remember Brother and Sister Lowe came from Tulsa. They came into the hospital. I remember it was comforting. And Renee reminded just a while back of the prayer that Brother Lowe prayed. There was another couple that didn't even attend services with us, and they came to the hospital because they loved us. And I remember walking down the hall with them, and they were kind of chagrined. They said, we didn't know whether we should even come or not. We were comforted because we knew people cared. Paul was comforted by the coming of Titus. What would happen if there were no more Tituses? You know, remember I told you at the beginning to look around, look beside you? I don't want you to look at beside you now. Look around you this morning. You are valuable. When I was in a place 20 years ago, around 20 years ago, that I was not walking, and we weren't traveling in the ministry very much at all because of physical disability. Do you know, I think probably, if you took into account inflation, I probably had a larger income that year than ever before. Yeah, I don't know if that's because people wanted me to stop preaching and they were supporting me in that time, or it was because they loved us. They loved us. Do you know the saints of God love you this morning? If you get in trouble, you've got a family in the church. There's a family of God that loves you, and we need you this morning. I'm comforted by your coming. When I see you walking in, that comforts me. I'm comforted by you being here this morning. That's important to me. I hope it's important to you. But the Lord wants us to valuing God's people with thanksgiving. I don't want to easily walk away from my earthly family, but I don't want to easily walk away from my spiritual family either, because you have value. And sometimes we have to just stop and reevaluate. You know what it means to reevaluate? We had a van one time that someone gave to us, and it was a conversion van, and those were very hard to get how much they were worth. And one person told us what it was worth and was like, okay, we'll sell it for that. But then I went and had it reevaluated. And I went to another company and had them reevaluate what it was worth. And it was worth more than what I, because I was like, I think it's worth more than that. How much is your family worth this morning? How much is truth worth? How much is conviction worth? How much are God's people worth? If we say, well, not a lot, we need to reevaluate. I want to reexamine the worth and the value of it. And when I recognize I've got something, I've got a treasure. Do you know we have a treasure with truth this morning? I don't want to devalue it. We have a treasure in one another in the family of God. I don't want to devalue that. I treasure that this morning. I'd like to close. Thank you for your attention this morning. I'd like to close with one other area, and that is God Himself. Do you value God this morning? He loves you this morning. He cares about you this morning. He values you. I think about the man over in Matthew 13 that said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure that is hid in a field. And a man, when he findeth it, he went and he sold everything that he had, and with joy, it says with joy, he went and sold all that he had, and he went and he bought the field. Do you know the reason he went with joy, he went with thanksgiving when he was having to sell everything? It's because he found something of greater value. I found something of greater value, and I trust that's what we are here to do today, is valuing with thanksgiving that I place important on these things of life, and I do it with thanksgiving. And that's why the scripture, we sang the song, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. But let's read the next verse. That's Psalms 100. And that was verse 4. Most of us can quote it. But let's end with the fifth verse. He said, for. In other words, why have thanksgiving? For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. I value that this morning. That's the reason I have thanksgiving, is because I recognize how valuable God is in my life, and I thank him for it. May the Lord bless you with a wonderful day, valuing with thanksgiving. Amen.